כמו ילד להתנהל, כי את גורמת לי לחוש עם ביטחון כמו אריה.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
From ABC to the Daily Mail to Politico to Drudge, this is the show that makes the news. Now, more from Aaron Klein, Investigative Radio.
Okay, now I want to get immediately to the Hillary Clinton email scandal, which of course has been growing ever larger by the day. Hillary addressing it personally has done absolutely nothing to stop the questions. In fact, the exact opposite. Now, major questions. Did she destroy her server? Also, Clinton Foundation. Was this involved in any way, shape, or form? Clinton, all of the money, tens of millions of dollars. And by the way, I have investigated the Clinton Foundation, and you're going to hear the results of that investigation, including where some of the funding comes from, because Hillary and Bill have not released it to the public. But I exclusively found some of it, and you're going to hear that momentarily on this radio show. But first, okay, question. If Hillary and Bill are getting all this money from foreign countries, and again, I'm going to show you also from some very questionable radical leftists, and I can't say radical enough, radical American companies and American organizations with very interesting ideology. Therefore, the question needs to be asked, did that color her role as Secretary of State? Was there any overlap between the donors to the Clinton Foundation and to what Hillary did in the Middle East, or even in the United States? Further, forget about what Hillary did. The question is, what is she going to do if she's elected president of the United States, which, you know, she very well might actually be? We need to know. First of all, we need to know what's in the emails. Second, we need to know what the Clinton Foundation has been up to over these last few years and where the money comes from. But before that, let's go immediately to the Clinton email scandal. In fact, to a player right now who is suing for more information on the Hillary and Bill Clinton email scandal. And Bill is also involved in this, by the way. And I think, by the way, so are other government officials. Larry Klayman, founder of Freedom Watch USA. Check out their website, freedomwatchusa.com. Also, of course, the founder of Judicial Watch, which has been all over this. Larry, welcome back. Larry Klayman, welcome back to Aaron Klein Investigative Radio.
Thank you. It is mutual.
Absolutely. So, okay, I want to begin with what you're doing with regard to the Clinton emails. Politico reports here, longtime Clinton nemesis Larry Klayman filed motions late Thursday asking the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit Court to send two cases pending there back to the lower courts so they can explore whether Clinton's use of private email account during her tenure as secretary, I'm reading from Politico here, led to incomplete and inaccurate responses from the State Department's Freedom of Information Request lawsuits. In other words, it seems to me, please explain this if this is accurate, that you're filing contempt proceedings against Hillary and trying to get the rest of the email. So explain to us, what, first of all, what are you doing in court against Hillary?
Aaron, to do that, I need to say, and I'm sure that was in your question, what it is we're seeking.
Right.
For years, we've been seeking documents and records from the Department of State about two things dealing with Iran, and this is particularly important not just to the United States, but to Israel. Number one, a few years ago, it was leaked to the New York Times by the Obama administration. The methods and sources that Israeli intelligence, American intelligence, German intelligence, had used a virus called Stuxnet to try to set back the Iranian nuclear program by infiltrating computers where the centrifuges that make nuclear material are in Iran. And by doing that, we gave away a big advantage in cyber warfare. It was done at a time that Israel was considering attacking Iran preemptively to eliminate the nuclear threat. And it was also related to Israeli war plans. It was also revealed that the Israelis had signed an agreement with Pakistan to forward position their planes to do an attack because Israel doesn't really have any long-range bombers. That's one. Number two, we sought documentation over Hillary Clinton's authority as Secretary of State to grant waivers to individuals, companies, countries, and other interests that were going to do business with Iran. In other words, to waive the sanctions on a case-by-case basis. And knowing Ms. Hillary, the way she sold access to the Clinton administration, to the Chinese, for money. We thought it was very likely it would happen again in this instance. She was in control. We were stonewalled on those FOIA requests. And, in fact, summary judgments were granted because the Department of State produced, I think, two documents in the entire process. And now we've learned why that's the case, because these documents were hidden inside of Hillary Clinton's server in her home, in all likelihood.
Well, which begs the question, and we're speaking with Larry Klingman. You're talking here about sanctions with regard to Iran, some of which were lowered for private companies by the State Department. So actually, let's just, you know, we don't know what's going on here because clearly, you know, the emails are private. She may have destroyed her servers. Who knows? But doesn't this touch upon the Clinton Foundation? I mean, tens of millions of dollars in foreign contributions. Who knows? Maybe from some companies that could have been somehow, in some level, touched by the Iran sanctions. So do you think that it's possible that the Hillary Clinton email scandal extends beyond just the State Department tenure and also to, you know, possibly touch on finances with regard to the Clinton Foundation?
Absolutely. It's all part of a pattern in practice, Aaron, and we're going to be filing a lawsuit very soon that gets to that directly, much more directly than my former group Judicial Watch is doing through Freedom of Information Act, because we believe on those servers, we have reason to believe, are her business dealings with foreign interests. And that may explain the lack of production of documents. Was she bribed by interest in Iran or favorable to Iran? Did money flow into the Clinton Foundation from those individuals? You know, she's taken a lot of money from the Middle East into that foundation that she runs with her daughter and her husband, Bill. So was that an influential factor? And even if it wasn't Iran, did they come from Shiite interests in the Middle East? Iran is Shiite. Is that a reason that she covered up these acts which harmed Israeli ability to preemptively strike Iran and eliminate the nuclear threat years ago? So, yeah, it's all related, and we're going to get right to it. And she's not going to be able to avoid this scandal, particularly after her dismal performance yesterday at the UN, where she lied through her teeth on a number of issues.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking...
The New York Times picked up on it this morning.
Yeah, it's astounding that actually the New York Times and now the Associated Press is actually doing real investigative reporting for once with regard to this Hillary scandal. So, actually, you, Larry Klingman, as founder of Judicial Watch back in the 1990s, you were heavily, heavily involved in numerous lawsuits against the White House, against the Clinton administration. Now, some of them actually show perhaps a pattern here, that Hillary has a pattern that the media is largely ignoring of not only withholding records, but also possibly withholding emails. And I think that this pattern, this history, is incredibly relevant right now. So tell us, what was your experience back in the day when you were probably the number one nemesis of the Clinton administration, and probably you will be the number one if Hillary gets back into office. And for that reason, I do think, you know, maybe you should come and join me here in Tel Aviv, Israel, in the near future. But okay, so tell us, what was your experience when you were suing with regard to possible emails that were withheld? I believe it was with the Kenneth Starr investigation, correct?
Yeah, there were two instances, two major instances. They were covering up everything and destroying records at the time. We caught them doing that, Hillary, and selling seats on trade missions. She orchestrated those sales, and documents were destroyed, and that caused a big brouhaha and gave rise to a criminal contempt proceeding. She also was disclosed at the end of her administration that her and Cheryl Mills, who of course is implicated in the State Department caper as well, she was Hillary's chief of staff,
right,
that over a million emails were not produced to Ken Starr, to myself at Judicial Watch, and to Congress. They claimed they lost them in the White House. We had two whistleblowers come to us. We put that forward to the court, and that started a criminal contempt proceeding as well in the Filegate case. And then thirdly, we know about Vince Foster's death, whether it was a suicide or a murder. There were records in his office, we know, dealing with Whitewater and Hillary's involvement in that land fraud. Those documents, and this is not in dispute, Starr uncovered this, were taken from Foster's office into the White House living quarters,
right,
that Hillary and Bill were sharing, and they just kind of disappeared. But we know they were taken because there were witnesses to it. So this is not new for Hillary. It's part of a pattern and practice. It's part of, in effect, a criminal enterprise to obstruct justice, and this is nothing new. And I think that's why the left is so scared of this, because it brings credence to everything that happened in the 1990s and the year 2000 about how these Clintons operate. They may not be as socialistic as President Obama. They're certainly not Muslims like President Obama. They favor Muslim interests, but they are equally as criminal. And in some ways, they've committed even more crimes than Obama in terms of what's actionable under U.S. law.
Yeah,
they are the Bonnie and Clyde of American politics.
I read your column at World Net Daily this week. I love that description, Bonnie and Clyde of American politics. And, you know, this is a larger history. It really needs to come forward. I remember the Vince Foster case, actually, also where there was a garbage can that was supposed to be a confidential garbage can. Secure documents also allegedly disappeared. All of these tie into what is going on now. History tends to repeat itself. Larry Klayman, founder of Judicial Watch, founder and director right now of Freedom Watch USA. Again, their website, freedomwatchusa.org. Larry, thanks again for being here on Aaron Klein Investigative Radio.
Thank you, Aaron. Shalom.
Shalom. Now, I want to tie all this together, both the Clinton Foundation and the emails. Which, by the way, you know, speaking of the Clinton Foundation and emails, let's think about this. Last week on this show, if you remember, we went through the emails, and I told you, actually, that some of the emails, in particular from Sidney Blumenthal, who is a top aide to Hillary Clinton, he wrote to Hillary, actually, that Saudi money, he had specific information, he said, from top security sources. Again, Hillary's one of her top deputies, wrote in this email to Hillary, specific information that Saudi money financed the Benghazi attacks. Remember that? Actually, that he said that they traced the money to specifically wealthy Sunni Islamists in Saudi Arabia. Usually, by the way, anything wealthy Sunni Islamists in Saudi Arabia are usually tied to the regime. And then he actually said that the money he found and his sources found, again, this is in an email to Hillary, that the money came in from the Saudis. It went through Islamists in Europe, and then from Islamists in Europe to Ansar al-Sharia, and then Ansar al-Sharia used the money, again, from the Saudis to procure ammunition and supplies, and then to carry out the murderous attack, September 11th, 2012. So now, okay, let's think about this. In light of the disclosures that the Saudis are now major donors, which we all probably knew anyway, major donors to the Clinton Foundation, did the United States hide possibly information about Saudi involvement, again, in that email sent to Hillary's private server about Saudis and Benghazi? Did they hide it possibly because of the money ties? Did they hide it because Clinton didn't want to lose tens of millions of dollars in donations to her foundation? I don't know. These are questions that need to be asked. And speaking of questions that need to be asked, there are more about the Clinton Foundation, about where the money comes from. And actually, I'm going to tie it all together with the FCC and their attempt right now to regulate the internet. Don't believe for a minute it's about regulating these telecommunications companies. Absolutely not. It's about regulating you and me. It's about these fascists who disguise themselves as progressives and want nothing less than total control, total takeover, step by step, incrementally. And I've got some evidence to that effect. And by the way, this evidence, I'm going to tie it to the Clinton Foundation. You're not going to want to miss this. And so much more. Stay tuned.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
A member of the Power 50 of top talk radio shows streamed on the internet. We now return to Aaron Klein.
Now, okay, the